And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning, and it's now time for Ask the Experts. As in studio with us today are Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. And good morning, gentlemen. I hope you are having a good day so far.
We are. We are, Kyle. Thank you. Thank you. The scripture verse I have for today is Philippians 4:4, and Paul, the Apostle Paul, wrote this while he was in jail. He says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice. And I'm sure that jail probably wasn't like jails that we see today, but this was Paul's words to us. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice. Philippians 4:4.
All right, so a good one to get us started today, and don't forget that their offices are open right now. Give them a call, 620-331-8800. That's 620-331-8800 up there in Independence. And Charles, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Kyle. I hope you're doing well this day. And we've been talking about Medicare, original Medicare, and the holes that Medicare leaves behind. And just sort of to recap, the first thing to know about Medicare and the coverage that it provides is that there's a 20% hole. In other words, Medicare is going to pay 80% and you're going to be on the hook for 20%. That's the first hole.
And Charles, that's a big one. You know, if you have a lot of serious illness, that's a big one. Now, if you just have a little dab of something, it don't amount to anything. But we don't get insurance for just a little dab of something.
Right.
We get insurance for the major stuff.
That's true.
That's what we really want, is coverage when the big things happen.
And secondly is for prescription drugs. There's no coverage on original Medicare for prescription drugs. And third hole is dental, vision, and hearing. And today we're going to focus on dental plans and talk about those. Thirdly, though, cancer. Now, there's a lot of most treatments for cancer are covered by Medicare. There's some oral chemo. There's some things like that that are not covered by Medicare. But there's also a lot of additional expenses that cancer can bring. A spouse might have to quit work. Travel expenses, might have to hire somebody to mow your yard or do things you normally used to do. So there's a lot of expense. There's a hole there. And then lastly is long-term care. Medicare doesn't pay for like long-term stays in a nursing home. And sometimes people might wonder if it does, but it doesn't. And so if you have Medicare only, you're going to experience some gaps in coverage. And I'd like to talk about dental plans. And most people that we see that have a dental plan have it through their work.
Right.
And most of the time, if not all the time, they're paying a reduced amount, maybe $10 or $12 or $13 a month to have that dental coverage. And so they have it for all of their working years a lot of times, and they get to retirement. They're used to having a dental plan, and they're sitting in my office saying, okay, what coverage do I need to go on into retirement? I've had a dental plan all my life. I definitely need a dental plan. And I'll ask maybe, what did you pay for your dental plan while you were working? Well, they just held so much out of my paycheck, maybe $10 or $15 a month out of my paycheck, and that took care of it. And maybe they didn't realize sometimes that their plan was subsidized by their employer. And to get on that same coverage, they're going to pay closer to $50 a month. And at that point, they say, well, I just get cleanings twice a year. My teeth are in good shape. I don't really need to pay $50 a month for dental care. That doesn't, or a dental plan. That doesn't really seem to make sense for what I'm paying. And some people say at that point, well, if it's going to cost that, I'm really not interested
right.
In,
right.
in dental coverage.
Right.
And that's a one thing that something that they can choose, of course, to do or not. Other situations, people come along and they say, you know what, I've got some dental work that I need to get done. And my dentist tells me it's going to be several thousand dollars. Maybe there's root canals or crowns or all of those things, implants that can come along. And I don't have any insurance. And it's going to be, you know, $8,000.
Right. Right.
So at that point, a dental plan shines pretty bright.
Yeah. Right.
And it shines bright in a couple of ways. And now you might be thinking, well, I have a dental plan, but it only pays a maximum amount of $1,500.
Right.
But what you're getting with that is you're getting the improvement or the help of what's called network pricing.
Right. Right.
Network pricing. And so what you might pay cash for to have a tooth pulled, I don't know the numbers, I'm not a dentist, but it might be $150. But with network pricing, network being that you're on a plan, and as long as you're in that network with that dentist, it could only might only cost $80.
Right. Right.
And so at that time, the dental plan can really shine.
Right. Exactly.
So most people are used to having Delta Dental in our area and are familiar with that. And the other scenario, so we have scenario A where a retiree comes in, they've had their employer dental coverage through their employer, maybe with Delta Dental. So the other scenario is somebody comes in, they say, I really need some work done. What can I do? Well, traditional plans like Delta Dental are going to have a
waiting time.
That's right.
For major services.
That's right.
Right.
So, and it's usually a year.
Right.
And when people see that, they say, well, I'm going to have to pay premiums for a year and then get my dental work done, and I need it done sooner than that.
Right.
And at that point, a dental plan doesn't make sense for them then.
Right.
And that's the way it's been traditionally for dental coverage and dental plans. Until recently, and it's been about a little over a year ago or so that we had some dental plans come along that did not have a waiting period.
That's amazing. You know that?
It really is. We had a individual that had about $8,800 worth of dental work done the other day, and with the dental plan that has no waiting period that we help them set up, they only paid $2,700.
Right. Right.
And so significantly reduced. We had another person that had about $5,000 worth of dental work done. They paid $1,300.
Right.
Because they had this dental plan. And so I just want to talk to two different groups of people out there today. Maybe you're a retiree, and maybe your dental health is fine. You have maybe occasional filling or you know, cleanings twice a year, and you're thinking, debating whether you should keep your dental plan or not. We can show you the price, show you what it's going to look like to pay it on your own without your employer pitching in to pay part of it, and you can make your decision then. Or maybe you are being told by the dentist that you need some work done, and you're looking at your options to how to pay that. The good news is there's coverage that can be started right away.
Right.
That has day one coverage.
Right. Right.
And so if you're in that camp, I would encourage you to call us and we can help you get set up, get signed up, and it has a $5,000 up to a $5,000 maximum.
That's a big benefit. Maximum compared to most dental plans.
Right.
$5,000 is huge.
Right.
In the dental plan world.
It is. It is. And so there's options. There's options. A good thing to be aware of.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have the second part of our program. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Ask the Experts right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. And welcome back to Ask the Experts right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We have Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance in studio with us today. And Charles, what are we talking about here in the second part of our program?
Thank you, Kyle. So today we are having the Farm and Home Show starting at noon, I believe it is.
Start at 1 o'clock today.
1 o'clock today. Yes. And so we want to invite our listeners to come out, enjoy the Farm and Home Show. We would love to see you and visit with you. And I just want to invite all of our listeners to come out and enjoy a good time. There's going to be food and all kinds of booths and all kinds of things going on. We're going to have a couple of different drawings for a couple of different things. And like a gift card and something from Derailed Commodity is going to be there. And so I think you'll have a good time.
Right. We always enjoy getting to meet people that say, we hear you on the radio.
Yeah.
And we enjoy getting some feedback. We really appreciate feedback like that.
Yeah, we do.
So, and Charles, it's probably a good time for us to say thanks for all of our clients. We appreciate our clients so much.
That's right.
If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
That's right.
If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And we do our best. Now, you know, we're not perfect. And so something can fall through the cracks sometimes. But if it does, give us a call. We'll be glad to work on it for you.
That's right.
Just want to say thanks for being a client of ours.
We are very blessed. And very blessed and very thankful for the relationships that we've built and people in the community that have been a part of our lives and a part of our business. And we do greatly appreciate them. We're going to be giving out coffee mugs while supplies last. Come by and get your coffee mug. And if you don't see it right there, just ask us. But we have a good number, so we're excited for our listeners to get a coffee mug and put your name in for a drawing and say hello.
Right.
So, All right, guys. Well, if anybody does want to come visit you, obviously they can come out to the Interstate Farm and Home Show today. But if they would like to come into the office and visit you guys, where are you guys located at?
So we're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from Newton's True Value. And our phone number there is 620-331-8800, 620-331-8800. You can call us or text us on that number. You can also reach us in Coffeyville at our office there at 802 West 8th. Phone number there is 620-236-6930. 236-6930.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today. And I will be out at the Interstate Farm and Home Show later on today and tomorrow. So I will probably come by and just say hi to you guys and get out there and say hi to them as well. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start open lines. So we're going to take your calls if you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Or if you'd like to weigh in on the Wilson Medical Center question of the day, which is up on our Facebook page, so you can go over to it right now if you'd like and vote on that. It is a tasty question today, so keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We'll have open lines starting here in about 10 minutes or so right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.